Public hearing is an ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, by amending Section 115-77.1, large-scale uses, to clarify how floor area is calculated.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an ordinance that was introduced by County Council on June 14th. It has been noticed and we've received no comments. I'll provide a quick overview of it, as the same overview I gave to County Council when it was introduced. It's a very short ordinance. I don't think the Commission has seen an ordinance this short in some time. It's a one-page ordinance. Wow. That seeks to make a very subtle... It's a subtle but important change that staff have identified. So this has been drawn to our attention, and staff have reviewed the zoning code in terms of how floor area is defined between different zoning districts. And in particular, we were looking at large-scale uses and how they're defined between the CR1 commercial residential zoning districts, and how they're also defined in Chapter 115-77.1, large-scale uses in the C1 district. And we agree with the, it's actually Mr. Hutt that brought it to our attention. We actually agree that there is an inconsistency in the way they're referred to. If you look at the CR1 commercial residential district, it refers to when you're considering a large scale use in that zoning district, the limitations that apply and the additional requirements that apply reply to a very specific total floor area, which is this wording here. But then when you look at the C1 zoning district, the words total gross building area are used, and in the architectural world and the engineering world, there is a difference between those two phrases. One, it reflects to how the building is measured from its outer perimeter, whereas if you look at our own zoning code, floor area actually does not equate to gross building area. So staff thought the simplest fix to this was to remove the words gross building from 115-77.1 and insert the word floor. And that simple change would rectify the inconsistency between those two zoning districts. So, in a nutshell, that's the ordinance, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. So.
Okay. We're taking out two words and replacing them with one.
Yeah. Thank you. The
Sam Wilson rule, right? Making it short. One last word. Just for the record, too, Mr. Chairman, as Mr. Whitehouse stated, David Hutt, I think, sort of in conjunction with Mr. Whitehouse and his staff, sort of brought this forward. Okay. He had to leave because of a family commitment, but he asked me to state on the record that he is, on his behalf, that he is fully in support of this ordinance amendment.
Very good. So, all right. Well, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest.
Actually, doesn't appear to be, but one never knows. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this ordinance to amend the code to clarify how floor area is calculated? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application?
At this time,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got to ask the commissioner any questions, so I'll ask it now. Commissioners, any questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. All right. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us, those of you who are still here. See if we make a decision or any motion to call the office in the morning. Okay. That completes our public hearing.